Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. This is an unusual topic for this podcast, but I felt like I needed to address it. The Sounds of Christmas is leaving Twitter this weekend. I originally launched The Sounds of Christmas in 2007 and joined Twitter the following year. At the time, I was also on MySpace and the new social media site, Facebook. Twitter quickly became the best social media site, at least for The Sounds of Christmas. Millions from all over the world found us, connected, and streamed the station. In a way, it allowed me to spend at least part of the season with so many. It also allowed me to connect with singers, musicians, and entertainers in a way that had previously been impossible. I could find, connect, and promote more of the music that is so important to me and, thanks to the station, so important to so many others. I could share new music and music that wasn't so new, but that I thought others would like. And I found a community of others who also loved Christmas and Christmas music, reviewers, bloggers, and fans, among many others. Through many of them, I found so much more wonderful Christmas music to share both on the station and on the social media platform. 16 years. The last couple years haven't been great, with lots of bots and trolls, but as a Christmas music station, that didn't impact what I did very much, so I ignored it as much as possible. And while I didn't reach this decision over politics, it's hard to ignore the impact politics has had on this site, especially for the artists. But politics was not involved in my decision to leave. It's the updated terms of service, which went into effect on the 15th of this month. I won't read it to you. But the part that I found troubling is that by continuing to use the platform, I'm agreeing to let them use the content I share to train their generative AI, amongst other things. I share a lot of music on Twitter, and I do that from the artist's own sites. I don't think it should be my decision to give their music to Twitter's AI for whatever purposes it decides to use it for. And there's no way to opt out of that. So I'm closing the door on that site. But you can still connect with The Sounds of Christmas on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky, and I hope you will. I'll put links in the show notes to my pages on those sites. Odds are pretty good that you're already on one of them anyway, and you can always find me by searching for SOC Music. I'm not trying to pretend that those other sites that I mentioned are perfect. None of them are. But I am very protective of the artists that trust me to share their music, and I just can't continue to knowingly use a service that is going to steal it and use it for whatever it wants to. Normally, I would have just pulled the plug and not said a thing. I know social media sites are not airports and there's no need to announce my departure. But this is different, as I have connected with so many there, and I felt they deserved an explanation. So that's it. I appreciate you listening and supporting the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast, and I promise I'll get back to talking about Christmas music and related topics with the next episode. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.